This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And we're taking your phone calls, 877-726-8255. Lots of great phone calls last hour, and we're going to take some more this hour. We're also going to talk about a fascinating new study that suggests that colonoscopy may be linked to appendicitis. What's up with that? Before we do that, I want to mention an event on the Intelligent Medicine calendar. On Monday, that's January 29th at 6 p.m., I'll be speaking at NYU Langone Medical Center. It's an NYU lecture as part of a lecture series on cardiovascular health. The subject is, I think, a very interesting angle on cardiovascular health. It's fostering a healthy microbiome for cardiovascular health. Who'd have thunk that the bacteria in our intestinal tract have something to do with cardiovascular health? Well, they do, and you can find out about it at this free lecture at NYU. That's in Midtown Manhattan on 31st Street, Monday, 6 p.m., and you can get more information by calling 646-501-2190. That's 646-501-2190, or go to nyulangone.org. Hope to see many of you listeners there. So let's take a call now from Mike in Philadelphia. How you doing, Mike?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks so much for taking my call.
My pleasure.
On a Sjogren's syndrome antibody test, I scored a positive result of 1.2. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if that's
not
could
very
be
high.
Related.
That's not very high.
Could
but
that
it is,
be related
it is slightly
to,
positive.
Okay. Could that be related to chronic dehydration, salt sensitivity, or water retention in any way?
Probably not. What it does suggest is that you've got a trace, just a trace of autoimmunity going on. But the mere presence of that antibody doesn't mean you have Sjogren's syndrome, which, by the way, more common in females than in males, but it can occur in males. Do you have any symptoms?
I'm not sure if the ones I have, which are those three I just mentioned, are the main ones. I have.
When you say you're dehydrated, do you have a dry mouth a lot?
Yeah, I seem like I drink a lot more water than other people, and it seems like I am salt sensitive, either with actual just grinding headaches, and sometimes I don't seem like I regulate my salt too well or water balance too well, and I just didn't know if it was related in any way.
I'm curious as to why the doctor did that test. That's not part of a routine panel. Did he suspect you might have Sjogren's syndrome per your complaints?
Well, I wasn't complaining about the dry mouth and or eyes, which would be the common complaint.
Dry
it was
eyes,
more
yeah.
like the it was the tension headaches, the grinding headaches, and when I remarked about it seemed like salt regulation. They did a full kidney workup. That seemed that was normal, and then just on a whim, she ran that test on the basis of those complaints.
Well, I don't think it's that consequential. I think you can happily go to your grave with a very slight uptick in your Sjogren's antibodies. I find them sometimes in patients who don't have a lot of symptoms. So if indeed you have Sjogren's, I mean, Sjogren's would be a very, very serious, calamitous disease. But in your case, you just have a trace. And it's quite possible that it won't develop into anything. But, if you were my patient and you came, and as many of my patients do, they bring tests and they say, well, how shall I optimize? Because my doctors basically say, okay, we'll watch this and, we'll retest you in a few months. And if it gets worse, we'll, start some medication. I often suggest for patients with autoimmunity, and this is a classic autoimmune disease, that they go on an autoimmune anti-inflammatory diet, which is a paleo diet. It involves elimination of gluten, most grains. It's lower in carbohydrates. It's a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables and some animal protein and lots of anti-inflammatory herbs. Things like curcumin can be helpful. Lots of the natural spices are helpful. Olive oil and olive leaf extract can have anti-inflammatory effects. You want to make sure that your vitamin D is adequate because vitamin D suppresses autoimmunity. Lots of fish oil can be helpful. In certain cases, we add vitamin E because vitamin E can put the brakes on autoimmunity. There's a whole autoimmune protocol that we might engage for you, but I'm not sure if it's not some degree of overkill for you. Are you on a healthy diet?
I guess to an extent. I'd like to be healthier, so the answer you just gave me is exactly what my next question was, which was what types of food should I emphasize to be healthier? And those are all good choices anyway, and I think I'm not going to go gluten-free, but I can do a lot of those other things.
Look at my podcast on the deflame diet. It's, deflame. You know, we did a podcast on that. Also, there's podcasts on the autoimmune diet protocols, and much of the stuff is available as free resources on the internet, or, you know, worst come to worst, you can plunk down $14.95 for a book that explains this, and I think that that'll go a long way to possibly ameliorating your symptoms and slowing your progression to something more serious. Maybe this is just the first vestiges of something that could develop into something worse, but I think you can halt the progression by going on a healthy program. Hopefully you're not having a lot of Philly cheesesteaks, are you?
Not too many, but I'm glad I called today. This is perfect. This is exactly the information I was looking for, so I appreciate this very much. Thank you.
Well, my pleasure. My pleasure. That's what intelligent medicine's all about. All right, and, this is a concerning story because, actually, I just got a question. We do a weekly Q&A with Layla podcast, and the question, if I can recall, I may be rephrasing it, had to do with a listener who is concerned about the effects of colonoscopy on the microbiome. And we know the microbiome is ultra important in terms of governing so many facets of health. And clearly, when you take a colonoscopy, you may disrupt the microbiome. First of all, you take a purge, you clean yourself out, and then they pump air into your behind. And then they stick a scope up there, and hopefully the scope is not contaminated. There have been some rare but disconcerting accounts of improperly sterilized colonoscopy scopes that have introduced serious infections in patients. But most of that, I think, is handled these days with superior methods of disinfection. So my answer was, theoretically, yes. A colonoscopy can disrupt the microbiome, but hopefully by taking probiotics, by sticking to a healthy diet, by eating fermented foods, you can reintroduce healthy bacteria into your gastrointestinal tract. And it's kind of the equivalent of if you have gastroenteritis. After gastroenteritis, you may have irritable bowel syndrome for a while because you've disrupted your microflora and created some inflammation. But after a while, that should subside. So now, somewhat disconcertingly, an article has appeared. This is from the University of North Dakota. Colonoscopy may be linked to appendicitis. So it is something that can happen after a colonoscopy. Patients report that they don't feel good. They go to the doctor. They have pain on the right side. The doctor does an ultrasound or other types of imaging. And it turns out they have appendicitis. And bingo, out goes the appendix. And the doctor shrugged her shoulders and they say, coincidence. Since both colonoscopy and appendicitis are common things, is there a real correlation here? Or is it just a coinkydink? Two random events that just were occurring together by chance. So they did a study, and it's in the October edition of Journal of the American Medical Association Surgery, which is the surgery offshoot of the Journal of the American Medical Association. So, and they looked at a lot of data, nearly 400,000 veterans across the United States who'd undergone screening colonoscopy between 2009 and 2014. And it turns out that there was a correlation. The rate of appendicitis and appendectomy in the first week after a colonoscopy was at least fourfold higher compared to these patients' next 51 weeks. Whoa. And by some measures, the increase was 12-fold. So what's happening there? Well, the appendix, we know, is a repository for the kind of bacteria that are necessary for a healthy intestine. And even under conditions where you have food poisoning, because the appendix is a little bit of a blind alley, its purpose is to store healthy bacteria and reintroduce them into the intestine after you've had a challenging bout of gastroenteritis. But when you get a colonoscopy, you wash out the intestine, and you also pump air into the intestine, and then you physically instrument the intestine with a colonoscope, and you move stuff around. And it may be, and this isn't yet confirmed, that there is a true correlation here, and that colonoscopy puts people at some risk for intestinal disruption that could result in appendicitis. So what's the alternative to a colonoscopy? Well, for some people, they have to have a colonoscopy. They've had colon cancer or polyps in the past. They need to actually have a visual colonoscopy. But there is a stool test that is becoming increasingly popular. It's the Cologuard test. It's available by prescription. It's covered by many insurers, but some don't cover it. So if you're considering getting it, scope out your insurance coverage if you're strapped for cash and find out if you're covered by the Cologuard, by your insurance company for the Cologuard test. It's available from your health practitioner by prescription only. And it involves just a swab, stool sample, small amount of stool on a card that is then sent for analysis of the DNA that could indicate the presence or non-presence of colon cancer. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number 877-726-8255, and we'll be right back with more of your questions. This is Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, professional grade, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I use Fullscript as my online dispensary, so I can send you, my patients and listeners, the exact products you need straight to your door by speedy delivery. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The best part? Fullscript sends out refill reminders when you're running low, so it's totally effortless to stay on track with your supplement protocols. Go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to create your Fullscript account, or ask your healthcare provider to sign you up for Fullscript. If you are a healthcare provider, sign up for a free Fullscript account at fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. Fullscript is the most trusted source for professional-grade supplements. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and they offer world-class support. Get started at drhoffman.com and click on the store. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and our number 877-726-8255. Many of you availing yourselves of the opportunity to call, as did Kent from Wisconsin. Hi, Kent.
Well, hi there. Yes, I have prolocalis spasmodic right neck, and I've had it for 39 months, and I've tried Botox and acupuncture, and I don't know why I'm not getting better.
Yeah, okay. That is a nasty problem. Torticollis, a spasm of the neck. And, you know, you'd think that Botox, which would paralyze the nerves, would be effective. But it's not turning the corner for you. So, you know, I got to say that from the standpoint of, you know, it's a physical condition. And, you know, there's so many modalities that can address this. You know, there are people who are, you know, orthopedic specialists. There are sports medicine specialists. They can inject you with steroids and Botox. They can do trigger point injections. There's acupuncture. There's physical therapy. There are many, many options available for this in the, and chiropractic, of course, in the physical therapy realm. From the nutritional realm, you know, I got to say a couple of therapies stand out for patients who have severe muscle spasm. Magnesium, for one. Magnesium has the ability to relax muscle spasm in general. And sometimes it's hard to achieve the high levels of magnesium that are necessary just by using oral magnesium. You can start by taking, you know, magnesium glycinate magnesium malate. These are milder forms of magnesium that will have less of an effect on the GI tract. Certain, you know, magnesium carbonate, magnesium citrate, these tend to have a laxative effect, and you don't tolerate them that well when you want to get the high doses. But magnesium intravenously can be very effective for this, the so-called Myers cocktail delivered by many integrative practitioners. Can be a way of releasing spasm. You know, if you have a bad back or if you have a you know, spasm of the neck, that might be helpful. The other thing I would suggest is high doses of anti-inflammatories such as fish oil and curcumin. That could make a difference. But this is a, you know, really a severe condition. And,
can I ask the fact you a question?
Yes, you may. You're already asked me a question, so
well, thank you.
Continue.
I was thinking about having my neck muscles cut out. What do you think about that?
I think that that's a really terrible idea because, I mean, although you're in exquisite pain, I mean, there may be some form of surgery that is helpful for torticollis. You'd have to consult, you know, a specialist for that. In effect, they may be cutting or severing or altering the neck muscles in some way to reduce the tendency to spasm. You know, I don't know what precise procedure would do that, but there probably is something. Down the line, I mean, it's a radical solution to a problem that's usually self-limited. But before that, I would try the natural approach. Okay? This item, I was relieved to hear, you know, since I'm a big cyclist, cycling has received criticism based on studies that suggest that the sport is linked to erectile dysfunction, ED. And so they did a big study, and what they found was they basically exonerated cycling. They found that cyclists who cycled more than 3 times per week for over 2 years, averaging 25 miles a day, that's a lot, that's more than I do, did not have a higher incidence of ED, and that the health benefits of cycling outweighed the potential disadvantages. Some people have trouble, but most people do not. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 for questions. And this is Intelligent Medicine.
Mom, my nose is stuffy. Can I have some Clear?
Sure, honey. Wow, your child actually asks for nasal spray? My kids hate the chemical taste.
Well, this isn't a chemical spray. This is Clear.
Clear?
Yep, Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural nasal spray made with xylitol. It has no chemicals, so it's perfect for my whole family.
How does it work?
Naturally. One spray is all it takes. My kids ask for it because they know it works fast and they even like the taste.
All done.
Do you feel better?
Yep, thanks, Mom.
Why hasn't my doctor talked to me about Clear?
Good question.
Made with xylitol, Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, is the natural nasal spray that's perfect for adults and 100% safe for kids. Clear alleviates congestion caused by colds, allergies, flus, and pollen and dander. One spray is all it takes to keep your entire family clean and clear. So ask for Clear by name, that's X-L-E-A-R, at fine retailers like CVS, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and Kroger's, or find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. Lots of callers this weekend. But before we get back to callers, let me tell you about The only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. It's NT-Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Now, this is a supplement that I've been talking about for many years. And why I have gotten behind it is because they've done some really, really convincing clinical trials that have shown that NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. And they're now undertaking a fascinating clinical trial on fibromyalgia using NT-Factor with a slow-release form of caffeine. And they believe that those two together will relieve the pain and debilitation of patients suffering from fibromyalgia. It's a trial that's underway. I think you can sign up for the trial. I posted it on Facebook recently, and you can communicate directly with them and arrange that. NT-Factor is available in ProPacks, which is a one-stop shop for all your daily nutritional needs. It's a combination product. But a while ago, I suggested that Nutritional Therapeutics may want to make NT-Factor available as a standalone. So Healthy Aging was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, and it provides you with unique energy support of just pure NT-Factor in a potent delivery system. I don't go a day without taking NT-Factor. I've been doing it for years, and now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order ProPacks or Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right, now let's take a call from Hamza in Connecticut. Welcome. How you doing?
Hello. Thank you for the fabulous, fantastic show, Dr. Hoffman.
My pleasure.
And my question is to summarize, can you please summarize cancer prostate and fish oil capsule for all my friends who have stopped taking fish oil?
Okay. So, yeah, so there is some controversy about fish oil and prostate cancer, okay? And we addressed that controversy a few years back when the study first came out and created kind of a splash saying that fish oil is bad for prostate cancer. Well, we looked at that study very carefully, and many fellow researchers and experts and scientists like myself pored over the original paper. And what they found is that really that study did not suggest that taking fish oil capsules made prostate cancer worse or caused prostate cancer. In fact, it had nothing to do with taking fish oil, or even eating oily fish. What they did in that study is they looked at the tissue from patients with prostate cancer, and they found that there was a higher level of omega-3 in the tissue of those biopsies from men who had prostate cancer. And so they made the association that, oh, those men must have been eating more fish or taking more fish oil capsules, but they never talked to the men, never did a diet history. They never did a study of whether they were taking fish oil capsules, nor did they undertake a trial where, you know, the real way to answer this question is to give men fish oil capsules and follow them for 10 or 20 years and see if they develop more or less prostate cancer. We have every reason to believe that prostate cancer has, fish oil has anti-cancer effects, that it reduces inflammation, that excess omega-6 fatty acids are actually the culprit in prostate cancer, not omega-3 fatty acids. And so it is highly unlikely that fish oil makes things worse. And moreover, fish oil has so many other potential health benefits that it would be a shame for individuals to curtail their use of fish oil over a concern about prostate cancer. So, to my knowledge, this trial has never been followed up. It's never been further investigated, but it's created a sort of a specter over fish oil that I think is wholly unjustified. And really, it's an example of drawing overarching conclusions from a very narrow study. It was basically a pathology study and not an epidemiological study, or a even better would be a clinical trial or a double-blind placebo-controlled study, which is really the gold standard for how we establish truth in science. So I hope that answers your question. And you know, but I tell you once.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, my pleasure. You know, I think this is a part of the problem. Is this, we call this the poisoning of the well, and you know, it's well known this. You cast aspersions about something, and it's very hard to dispel the concerns that some people have. So, you know, we got to argue for more responsible and balanced journalistic coverage of some of these studies. Unfortunately, the headlines were fish oil causes prostate cancer many years ago, and we haven't heard a peep about it ever since. Thank you for your question. Okay. This item has to do with the effects of fiber against obesity. Now, we all know that we should eat more fiber. That's like one of those verities. You know, brush your teeth, you know, exercise 20 minutes every day, and eat a lot of fiber. These are some of the verities of good health. And it has long been suspected that one of the ways that fiber acts against weight gain is because it fills you up. And that's why people have been taking all manner of fiber products to basically create satiety, to fill up their stomachs so they wouldn't eat so much and therefore not gain weight or potentially lose weight. But it really is more subtle how fiber works to prevent obesity. And a new study sheds light on why fiber might prevent weight gain. What they did is they fed two forms of fiber to, in this case, experimental animals. And what they found was that certain forms of fiber made a difference in terms of weight gain, and others didn't. The type of fiber that didn't make a difference is basically cellulose-type fiber, chewy fiber, what's called insoluble fiber, which is akin to sawdust. And in the past, some unscrupulous bread makers have literally added sawdust to their high-fiber bread, and people were they simply weren't aware of it. They said, oh, wow, this high-fiber bread is really healthy. It's a little tough to chew, and it kind of fills you up. But I guess it's good for me, so I'm going to eat a lot of this high-fiber bread. Well, no, it turns out that what really made a difference was something called a fermentable fiber called inulin. Inulin is available in supplements. It's also available by its other name, FOS, fructose oligosaccharides. And this type of fiber is fermentable, i.e., it's worked on by the bacteria in the intestinal tract. It's broken down into component parts, and it literally acts as a growth factor or a stimulus to the growth of certain beneficial bacteria that may alter the microbiome, the contents of the intestinal tract, in a way that is favorable to metabolism, that may somehow change the way that insulin signaling occurs in the body, that satiety signals are delivered to the brain, and that ultimately lead to weight loss. So it's really not so simple as, you know, stuff yourself with all forms of fiber. It's a matter of getting the right kind of fiber. It needs to be fermentable fiber to make a difference. And they measured certain humoral factors like insulin-induced interleukin 22, which has to do with signaling from the immune system to the endocrine system. And so they say this fermentable fiber protects against metabolic syndrome by nourishing the intestinal bacteria that restore IL-22 as a signaling molecule for for the message that the body should actually shed pounds. So it's very, very, it's kind of deep into the science behind how the microbiome governs our metabolism and our weight. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and when we get back, more of your questions, and we got more features and news of the week to share with you.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our intelligent medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the intelligent medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And there are several ways to get through to us. You can call us during the program at this number, 877-726-8255. You can also email us your question to radioprogram@AOL.com, and that question will become fodder for our weekly Q&A with Layla, wherein we answer questions from listeners that are sent via email. And yeah, there's yet another way to get questions to us, and that's by going to our website at drhoffman.com on your PC or Mac. It's not yet mobile-enabled, but on your PC or Mac, we have the capability of getting one of your questions. If you go to the homepage, you can click on the rectangle on the right. It'll prompt you to enter a question, and I'll answer it on the air, as we're now going to do for a caller named Hope. How you doing, Hope?
Yes, Dr. Hoffman. You have in the past mentioned a vibrating plate that one stands on, which encourages bones to calcify. And I have a friend with a problem with osteoporosis. And I looked online and there seemed to be several. Could you repeat for us the one that you recommend? Thank
okay.
you.
You know, that's an interesting question. And there's this whole technology that was originally developed for NASA astronauts. The purpose of it was that when astronauts go into space, there's zero gravity, and very rapidly they lose bone. You know, without, I mean, if you can replicate this effect to some extent by, you know, sitting in a lazy boy with a clicker in your hand and, you know, watching, you know, 2 hockey games, 2 football games, and a couple of basketball games all weekend, and you're going to, in some ways, replicate the effects of weightlessness by being sedentary and without load bearing on your bones rapidly demineralize. So the idea was let's develop a shaker or a platform that puts a little bit of stress, not too much stress, because too much stress can be deleterious, but just the right amount of stress to help the bones to remineralize. You say calcify. Well, no, it's not just calcium. There are many minerals that partake of this. It's, yes, it's mostly calcium, but there's also magnesium and phosphorus and many trace minerals that are part and parcel of this process, because bone is living tissue. It's not just like, you know, a piece of chalk. As if it was, it'd be extraordinarily brittle. You want bone to be calcified, but not brittle. So, they did some experiments. It's done at Stony Brook with, government money. And they, used sheep. And in order to, replicate the effects of menopause in these sheep, they hysterectomized these sheep. And, they all developed rapid osteoporosis. But when they put them on the vibrating platform at a certain frequency, and the key is a certain frequency. It's kind of like Edison with a light bulb. He had to experiment with many different types of wicks to get exactly the right wick. And, you know, it took years and years to develop the light bulb. It took years and years before they found the precise frequency and the precise intensity that caused the bones to, strengthen and remineralize. So this technology has been around for a while. And research, I gotta say, research has been back and forth. Some research says, nah, it doesn't work. And other research says, yeah, indeed, it works. And a couple of companies make the kind of platform that I like. One is Meridyne. And they make a platform that costs, I mean, these platforms are expensive. Let's face it. The Meridyne platform, I think, is just shy of $2,000. And there's a company called Juvent, whose technology, I believe, is superior. And I think the research that they've done has gone beyond Meridyne, which is one of the original companies putting these things out. Their device is even more expensive. It retails for like $3,595. So it's a considerable investment, but, you know, it's an important health consideration. And I'll read you some of the studies. Juvent's dynamic motion therapy platform was found to be instrumental in increasing bone mineral density in 2012 clinical trials conducted during a Chinese study of osteopenic girls who had scoliosis. Okay? So that's one of the studies. There are many others. They've done studies on individuals who have a condition called thalassemia, which increases the risk for osteoporosis. They've done research on the effects of whole body vibration on children with cerebral palsy, who presumably can't get around and exercise like normal children. They've even done some research on lower limb edema, swelling of the ankles and feet. The vibration actually does more than just strengthen bone. It improves circulation and improves the circulation of the lymphatic system. So it may help to reverse the fluid that pools in the lower limbs. And we had a call last hour from someone who said, yeah, you know, if somebody is suffering from that, it's my older relative, a lady in her 80s. This problem affects 40% of adult women, and it's sometimes indicative of a serious underlying health problem, but mostly it's just what's called idiopathic. It's like swelling of the legs. I mean, a lot of people have it, and this can help to alleviate it. I personally use the Juvent platform. I invested in one, and I stand in it. I watch, the news, or I watch a late-night program, or sometimes I read using my iPad while standing on it for 20 minutes a day. And the reason I do it is not because I have osteoporosis. It's because it may afford some benefits in terms of muscle recovery. You know, I work out a lot. You know, sometimes I'm sore. I've got achy muscles. And I think that just by that gentle stimulation, it may help the muscles to recover and help, circulation, help to remove some of the lactic acid that accumulates when you work out. There's more to it than just osteoporosis. The problem is with some of the commercial machines that you see out there that are cheaper, there really are shakers. And the shakers are more, I guess if you want to, strengthen yourself, build muscle, they're actually hard to stand on. And sometimes athletes use them for balance training or to strengthen their muscles. But they really shake you up, and they can shake up your brain, shake up your head, and I'm not entirely sure that's good for you. The ones that I like provide a very, very subtle level of vibration. It's discernible, but it's not unpleasant, and it's not hard to stand on the thing. It's not going to rock you off like a bucking bronco. And so check it out. The one that I recommend is the Juvent, J-U-V-E-N-T, and you can get information at juvent.com. So thanks for that great question. So keep those questions coming. Thanks for joining us. Please check out our website at drhoffman.com for lots more resources. Subscribe to our newsletter. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And have yourselves a great weekend. We'll be back next week with more of Intelligent Medicine.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.